Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiring.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and we will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Yes, please tune in. Tonight we are going to be discussing COVID-19. And as you know, that the cases here in the United States appear to be going down, while in Zimbabwe it's the opposite, as the country gears for another lockdown.
We are also going to look at the issue of Zimbabweans in South Africa who are said to be facing problems renewing their permits there. We are also going to discuss about that. But first, the COVID issue. In Zimbabwe, yesterday, 519 new cases were recorded, bringing to that a total of 42,714 cases since the pandemic started. And yesterday, 6 deaths were also recorded, and made the toll rise to 1,691 deaths. Vaccinations so far, 706,158 people got their first dose, and 440,220 got their second dose. And we heard that the government is arranging, or some arrangements in progress for it to bring in 2 million doses of Sinovac vaccines from China. And these vaccines are expected at the end of this month. We also heard from Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Information, Mr. Nick Mangwana, saying that 500,000 doses are expected this Saturday. Chris.
Yes, Jonga, as I pointed out earlier on, the situation in Zimbabwe is becoming desperate as the number of COVID cases keeps going up. And as we speak, this should be the third or fourth day when we had figures well above 200 infections a day, and the deaths are now ranging between 5 and 10 a day, compared to the figures that we had a couple of weeks back, when we had sometimes going for a day or two with only 3 to 5 infections and 1 or 0 deaths, Jonga.
And this was all, Chris. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 muZimbabwe. Patinonzwa kuti uwandu huri kuramba huchikwira hwevanhu vari kubatwa nekufa neCOVID-19. Izvo zvakasvitsa pakuti dare remakurukota nezuro rizivise kuti ratora matanho ekuti zvikoro zvizovhurwa. Kwapera masvondo maviri kubva ine zuro iwoyo, kwozovhurwa after 14 days. Zvikoro zvazvifanira kuvhurwa musi wa29 unowe musi wechipiri svondo rinouya. Asi nekuda kwekukwira kuri kuita uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda irori, zvaita kuti hurumende itore matanho ekumboti zvikoro zvinonoke kuvhurwa. Tiri kutarisawo nenyaya yekuti muSouth Africa, tiri kunzwa kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa zviri kuita matambudziko, kana zvakatarisana nedambudziko richange richitadzisa kuti vange vachiwana mapemit, nokuti tinonzwa kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa inenge ine urongwa hwekuti vasange vachirinyuwa mapemiti aya kana magwaro anobvumidza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kugara imomo. Saka tichaedza kutinzwe kuti ichokwadi here, kuti ndizvo zviri kuitika, ndo matanho aripo. Chris, tisatadaidza vatiinavo muchirongwa, Roa Kulumadoda.
Yebo, Jonga. Ye, Zululandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum, lapho esixoxa khona lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala emazweni achiyeneyo. Lamhlanje siqhubeka sikhangela udubo lwebhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Ye, siyabona ukubana kwamanye amazwe afana nalapha kwele Melika amanani ayehla, kodwa eZimbabwe lamazwe angamakhelwane le-South Africa lakho sizwa kuthiwa hayi amanani aseqansa nsuku zonke. Sikhangela nje kunsukwana ezintathu ezedluleyo, siyabona ukubana abantu abedlula amakhulu singathi wona 200 to 300 ngelanga batholakala belegciwane leli njalo lobabhubhayo labo sebesiba bedlalela khonapho kumachumi ngelanga. Yes, sizakhangela njalo lodaba lweSouth Africa lapho sizwa kuthiwa khona udaba lwamaphepha amapermit lawana ke angani soluzaqala njalo ukuhlupha siyazi ukuba na uhulumende weSouth Africa wathi yena lo umnyaka ngokugcina ukuthi avuselele kumbe ukurenewa amaphepha onala okuzaba ludubo kakhulu ngoba izalwane zeZimbabwe ezineni kakhulu zabhalisa njalo ziyesaba ukuthi nxa lolu udaba lungedlula kungakuthiwa amaphepha asalungiswa hayi kuzaba kubi kakhulu. Ye, ngenani kuhlelo siyaxoxa jonga.
Ndinotenda zvikuru Chris. Yes, munyarikano wedu watinaive kutanga muchirongwa. Our first guest is Dr. Simbiso Ranga, who is based in North Carolina here in the United States. And waiting to come in is Mr. Difa Dube, based in the United Kingdom. Dr. Ranga, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Mr. Kandemir. Hello, Mr. Gandhi.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
You are welcome. I think our guests would want to hear from you as an expert in this case of COVID-19. People are confused now, Dr. Ranga. In Zimbabwe, the cases were going down recently, and all of a sudden, they are going up. And in America here, most states are even discarding some of the COVID-19 regulations or measures like the wearing of masks and all that. What can you say about this?
Mr. Kandemire, it's a concern that the numbers are going up in Zimbabwe. And it is a relief, of course, that they are going down here in America and other countries. The main difference is about vaccination. So we see that in countries like America, Israel, United Kingdom, they went on a very strong campaign to have their citizens vaccinated since the vaccines became available sometime in December 2020. So like here in America, I think the numbers total vaccinated, 45% of the population is fully vaccinated now. And we have at least 60-something percent of adults in America who have received at least the first shot. Unfortunately, for Zimbabwe, we are looking at, I think, about 400,000-something people fully vaccinated, the numbers you were quoting earlier, and about 700,000 who have received at least one shot. And we have a population of about 15 million. So we have ways to go because as long as enough people are not immune to COVID-19, there is likelihood that the virus will keep spreading, especially this time of the year in Zimbabwe when it's winter, because that's when we have these respiratory illnesses or viruses. They tend to spread much faster. Because when it's cold, people congregate, they come together, and that's very easy for a respiratory illness to spread. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga. Chris?
Yes, Dr. Ranga, you mentioned that this is the time when most respiratory diseases, go viral. But would you say the figures have anything to do with the winter? Because the people that we are talking to on the ground are saying that it's because it's winter, and as soon as winter is gone, the figures are going down. Is that how
it's kind of true in a way. I think the underlying thing is as long as enough people are not vaccinated and we don't have what we call herd immunity, the virus will spread whether it's winter, whether it's summer, but obviously it's going to spread faster during the winter just because, viral illnesses, viruses, respiratory viruses like COVID-19, they spread much faster when it's cold and so forth. But that's not the same thing as, well, once winter is gone, we are good. Even here in America, you noticed what happened December, January, probably February. The numbers were going up sharply. But that's because of a combination of factors. Because when it's cold, people tend to stay indoors. And if you're staying indoors and you're five people, one person has the virus, that means that one person spreads it to five people, to the other four people in the room. So whereas when it's warmer, people tend to stay outside and they are more spaced out. So it's easier to social distance and it's much harder to be spreading the disease. So that's part of all those things are true.
Pakaoma Chris. Ndiri kuedza kuti tipinze vadhifadhuve muchirongwa asi ndiri kuona kunga pane dambudziko nemuchina wavo regaitoni. Tinzwe kuti vanokwanisa here kunge vachipinda muchirongwa. Yes. Mr. Dhifadhuve, welcome to our show.
Mr. Jonga and Mr. Chris, I think my volume has just gone down a little bit. I think let me go out and come back again because I think my voice, someone phoned while I was still busy on the phone.
But here you are very clear.
Let me go out and come back outside.
Here you are very clear from this end, unless you cannot hear us from that end. Okay, let's allow him to sort that. Dr. Ranga, ndombodzoka ndichitaura nerurimi rwaamai. Tiri kuona kuti dambudziko rekukwira kwedenda muZimbabwe reCOVID-19 rinenge riri kuti kwirei. Hongu ingava nguva yekuti inyaya yekuti kuri kutonhora nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi tinozwawo kuti veruzhinji vanenge vanga vangoita kakurilaksa, katingati kurilaksa nechirungu kana kungonyevenuka, zvokuti vanga vasina shungu yakanyanya yekuti vanga vachiteera nekuchengetedza mitemo inodzivirira kupararira kweCOVID-19. Zvii zvamungataura Dr. Rang?
Zvandingataura Mr. Kandimire ndezvekuti nguva inoyi yechando vanhu vanenge vachiungana mudzimba, kuungana mumahofisi and so forth, nenyaya yekuti kunze kuri kutonhora. Saka chinoitika ndechekuti kana pane munhu kana vaviri vane chirwere cheCOVID-19, it's easier for it to spread because people are staying in my crowds. That's why part of what we have been encouraging is staying away from crowds. Zvatinoona ndezvekuti kana vanhu vasati vabaiwa nhomba avakawanda, it means that hapana immunity yakakwana mucommunity. And that is true for Zimbabwe right now. So as long as that is the case where we don't have vanhu vakawanda vabaiwa nhomba kuti tive neyatinoti iyo herd immunity, it means that panongoungana vanhu pese pakaita munhu 1 kana vaviri vanenge vane chirwere cheCOVID-19, then chobva chapararira, ivo vachaenda vachichiparadzira kune vamwe. So I think that's what is happening, and it's easier for the disease to spread during winter. Hazvireve kuti kana winter yapera, life goes back to normal. I think the main thing, the winter we want, it has to do with kuti vanhu vavaccinate was really effective. Kana tava nevanhu vakwana vabaiwa nhomba, it means that chance yekuti chirwere chirambe chichipararira in the community inenge yavashoma.
Tiri kuonawo zvakare kuti dambudziko iri riri kubata dunhu rese tingatiri kusouthern Africa, nokuti tiri kunzwa kuti muSouth Africa chirwere chakwira zvakare zvimwe chetewo nemuBotswana. Tingati here kufambidzanawo zvakare kuri kuita vanhu kune chekuitawo nekupararira kwedenda iri?
Yes, I would say zvine chekuita, Mr. Kandemira. I think it's more to do with kuti mavariants atinotaura like South African variant, kana vanhu vari kufamba between South Africa and Zimbabwe, Botswana and so forth. It means there's a chance kuti mavariants anenge ari kupararira within Southern Africa. So that has to do with it, but I think the biggest challenge is not so much from the movement of people between my countries. I think it's more the local spread, because once you contain the local spread, it means that there is less disease to share with other countries.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Dhifadhuve is having problems because Baba Wadu Natakari. And total zero to one who can't stop. Tirikutarisirawo zvakare kunge tiina Dr. Vusimuzi Siwanda vari kusouth Africa. Handisandaziva kuti vari kuitawo dambudziko here rekuti vange vachipinda muchirongwa. Chris.
Yes, Dr. Ranga, when we look at these variants, especially the latest one, the one that we hear has been named Delta, the Delta variant, how significant are they, especially in spreading in Zimbabwe, if we have such variants?
The thing, Chris, is that the Delta variant, I think from what we understand so far, it originated from India. And as we know, India a few months ago was in a huge crisis where the numbers kept spiraling. We saw some Zimbabweans coming from India to Zimbabwe. I think Kwekwe had an outbreak a couple of months ago, and they were linking it to the Delta variant. So it's very likely that these variants will keep spreading as long as we don't have containment of the virus. Because as long as the virus is replicating or multiplying, it's likely to have more mutations. And that gives rise to more resistant variants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we look at the vaccinations, especially the fact that in Zimbabwe we have the Sinovac and these other vaccines which are not being used in other countries like the United States, what do you think of their efficiency compared to, when fighting against these variants? Are they that effective?
What I would say, Chris, is that we have some anecdotal evidence in some countries like Indonesia. There have been outbreaks among healthcare workers, what we call breakthrough infections, people who were vaccinated with the Sinovac vaccine. And a good number of those healthcare workers got very sick to the extent some of them needed to be admitted to the intensive care unit. I think it boils down to the efficacy, right? So by some statistics, it seems like the Sinovac, the efficacy is around 51%. That's pretty low compared to these other vaccines like the Pfizer, the Moderna, even the Johnson & Johnson, which is about 66% effective. And of course, as you get variants, you know, like the Delta variant, these original vaccines are not as effective as they are against the original COVID-19, the natural one or the wild one. So basically, what does it mean for countries like Zimbabwe, which are using the Sinopharm, Sinovac vaccine? I think we have to take that into consideration because if it's 51% effective, you really have to vaccinate more people. We talk about the 70%, 80% being the magic number in some countries to reach herd immunity. For Zimbabwe or for countries using these vaccines, which are not as effective, it means you need to vaccinate much more people. And you need to be targeting probably 90-95% of your population to reach herd immunity.
Okay, regai tidzoke kuna Dr. Ranga. Dr. Ranga, namuchitaura nenyaya yeDelta variant imwe mhando yeutachiwana unonzi uri kuwanikwa muno muAmerica. Zvii zvamungataurira vateereri pamusoro pemhando iyo yeutachiwana?
Zvandingataura, Mr. Kandimire, ndezvekuti is one of the latest variants yavapo. Sezvatinoziva, virus iri kuramba iri kumultiplier. Inoita kuti mutations. We have had a number of variants, including the British one, the Brazilian one, the South African one. This Delta one is, I think, originally from India, and it seems to spread faster and to be associated with more hospitalizations. It's more likely for people to have breakthrough infections. Fortunately, It seems that my vaccines are still in America, Pfizer, Moderna, probably Johnson & Johnson, they are still effective against the Delta variant. But we noticed states vaccination numbers are actually lower, like states like Mississippi. You find that in Delta variant, also Colorado. So I think the main thing is to get as many people vaccinated effectively as quickly as possible. That's how we can avoid having these variants like the Delta variant spreading in the community.
Thank you so much. Chris, I want to say hello. Va register charumbira vusango vanenge vanokwanisa here kuchinzwa va charumbira magadi
ndiripo magadi yajonga. Thank you for inviting me.
Tinotenda asi kamera yenyu iri kudimura kubvira maziso zvichisvika kumusoro hatisinyatsokuonai.
Yeah, nasi ndiripa road saka
kana
kusinga mind inogona ngoshandisa voice haro.
Aiwa, ipapa tiri kukunzwai zvenyu. Tatichikurukura nenyaya yedambudziko rechirwere checovid-19 hachisingobata muZimbabwe chete. Kana kunze kwenyika, kunyika dzakasiyana siyana, vana veZimbabwe kwamuri kuri kuita dambudziko iroro. Zvinhu zvamungataura pamusoro pedambudziko iroro, tichitarisawo kuti zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tikuona kuti huwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa pamwe nekufa necovid-19 huri kukwira.
Yavuya kuipa takaona zvayakaita paIndia, yakaparadza paIndia. Saka tichiona isu kuti nyaya yakudiwa ndeyekuti vanhu vasafunga ruviri kana rutatu vachiramba vaccine. Pakaita maconspiracy, pakatanga COVID. Asi tinoona isu kuti vaccine iri kushanda. Saka toda kuti vanhu vese vazive chokwadi, vasaita vasashanda neinformation iri wrong. Maconspiracy aya ainzi vaccine ndeye kuuraya vanhu and all sort of that. Zvinhu zviya zvatingafaniri kunge tichiconsider anymore because vanhu vanogona kufa vakaparara nenyaya yecovid. Saka nedelta variant yauya ine more strength than any other variant akambouya before. Tine tichitarisira vanhu vedu vese kuti vadzidziswe kuti vainde kunotora vaccine. Handiti iri shata iri kunyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Takambotaura pachirongwa chinoti kune vamwe vanhu vairamba kunotora vaccine vachitya. Ndakataura quite a number of people vari kuZimbabwe tichiti makatora here vaccine. Tikanzi isi vaccine hatitwakitora. Ikoko kuAmerica vajonga nekuno kuCanada kwandiri kune vanhu vandinotaura navo vakawanda tichivati makatora here vaccine. Indakatotora Pfizer yangu ndakatotora yechitu. Ndamotora vaccine nokuti chinoitika ndechekuti kana ukasatora vaccine ukabatwa nedelta yapinda iyi unogona kutofa necovid yacho. Kana unogona kuenda ICU zvinoitawo kuti izvozvo zvitoite kuti income taxpayers mari dzavo dzishandiswe for no reason. Saka isisu sevana veZimbabwe at least vari kudiaspora we should think like people who are in the first world. We shouldn't put a friend this way. It's not necessary for yourself, your family, and even for the nation that we live in. Ngatiende tinobayiwa mavaccine. Takaona isusu vakuru venyika dzese vachibayiwa mavaccine zvichionekwa pari malive broadcast. Saka mavaccine aya akanaka. Vanhu ngavanobayiwa nhomba kuti vadzivirire chirwere checovid-19 chezinyari chedelta yabva nekuIndia. Nokuti Delta inokurumidza kuparara and havasati vakuhwisisa kuti chinoiparadzira chii. Is it airborne? Is it on surfaces? Hapana munhu anoziva. In English, what I'm simply saying is people need to go and be vaccinated. If the vaccines are available in your nation, please quickly go and get vaccinated as soon as possible. What you don't want to do is to end up losing time from your work, especially those living in the diaspora. We know most of our people, they live from paycheck to paycheck, and without you, your family cannot sustain. So go and get your vaccination. Tell your family to go and get vaccinated, because this COVID-19 that is coming. coming from India has spread all over North America, all over the world, and it's very, very dangerous. And we urge our communities to be very, very careful and to consider to be vaccinated. It's better to be vaccinated today than to die with COVID-19. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Charumbira Vusango. Christine Rukona, Jifa Dube, Ningawa Zoka, the Gaitwana Uti, Wanakwanta, Rekungawachi, Pinda, Muchirongwa Zakare, Nakuti, Do Tarsirakuti, Gadrisa, Chimbo, Nesadamu Zukoratati, Naro. Asit Shimiri Rakuti, Jifa Dube, Pinda Muchirongwa, Tinoda Kungwakuna, Dr. Ranga Kuti, Tiri kuona hurumende iri kutaura kuti iri kutarisira kupinza mamiriyoni maviri enhomba kupera kwemwedzi waJuni. Mukupera kwesvondo muno muweekend vari kutarisira mamwe 500,000. Munoti marongero iwayo.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kandimi. I think I missed the last part of your statement.
Okay, now I was saying kuti the government said it's expecting 500,000 doses this weekend and 2 million doses of Sinovac by end of June. And, you know, this is in preparation of whatever happens and the needs. But people are not out there going to get vaccinated. What's your take on the preparedness of the government side and people not willing to go and take vaccines? And also reports that vaccines are running out in some centers.
I think it's a multi-pronged problem. Of course, there is a vaccine hesitancy. There is also the question of how the government has handled the procurement of vaccines. I think in their strategy, procurement strategy, I think people will be more comfortable if they knew that the government is going to get the best vaccines for the country. And there have been questions about how effective, you know, the Sinopharm, Sinovac vaccines are. And it took quite a while for the World Health Organization to approve the Sinopharm and Sinovac vaccines. I think the question that Zimbabweans are asking, which is a fair question, is are we considering other vaccines like the Moderna, the Pfizer's, the Johnson & Johnson, which may be more effective, especially against these emerging variants like the Delta variant. So what I think has to happen is obviously we need better communication between the citizens and the government about what vaccination means and why it's important for every Zimbabwean to get vaccinated as soon as possible, and also to understand what the government is doing to ensure that we have the best vaccines available in the country.
Thank you so much. Chris, thank you.
Yes, Mnumzana Difa, ungasela ukuthi umumo unjani khona ngapho eLondon eBritain.
Umumo wabo kanje ngapha kusahlangahlangene, ngeke ngize ngisho ngithi kodwa ke indlela okungakona ngakubala ngithi kakhulu ngithi kusasa kuze ngathi kubo 20%. I-effectiveness ayisiseyiyo leyana efana nendlela okwakungakhona kudala ngesikhathi umkhuhlane loqalisa. Kodwa-ke okunye okwenza ngithemba ukuthi kwenziwa ukuthi bazama ngokunye ukuthi emandlela ukuthi abantu bonke abangenayo elizweni babe quarantined bengathi nxa bengena baphonge ukungena nje bathwale yonke indawo. Yiko sekwenze ukuthi sithole ukuthi kathesi mabenakuukuthi uyi-citizen nxa uyi-British citizen loba nxa uthi ungumhlali wakuleli lizwe. Nxa ungaphuma phandle kwelizwe bathi nxa uphenduka khona ukuthi ubhadale imali engange £1,700 imali yokuthi nxa ubuya uzibhadalela i-quarantine centre ngoba igovernment itshona ayisozibhadale imali whilest bona bebatshelile abantu ukuthi abantu lingaphumeli phandle until abantu babe fully vaccinated ngobuningi babo ongithi phose ngithi 90%. So ingakho kodwa-ke isiphalo sakhona esabantu ababuyela ezibhendlela sasephansi khona kodwa-ke sesibuye sesingathi siyaqanza njalo. Siyaqanza almost nge-5%.
Hayi, kulungile, Jonga.
Yes, Chris, just to inform our listeners and viewers that we are still experiencing problems to connect with Dr. Busumuzi Swanda of African Diaspora Forum in South Africa so that we can talk about the issue of permits for Zimbabweans in South Africa. Well, if we fail to get him today, we'll have him on the show next week. But for today, let's continue with the COVID-19 case. Dr. Ranga, tinotarisa muZimbabwe matano arikutorwa ekuvhara mamwe matunhu inganzi localized lockdown. Munoti ine matano iyaya munofunga kuti anoshanda here tiona kuti vanhu zvikuru munzvimbo dzakaita sekumaruwa vanongofamba zvisina anombotarisa kuti nhasi waenda kupi mombe dzangu dzikauya mubhukume kwenyu imi muri palockdown ndinongouya ndotora mombe dzangu totomira tokwaisana tobvunzana kuti mvura iri kunaya here kwenyu muri kurima zvakadi topararana.
Chanigatora mizakandimire ndechekuti my lockdowns are obviously they are necessary at some point when the numbers are going up sharply because the idea is to minimize contact between people who have virus ne vanhu vasina virus vasina COVID. So my lockdowns are meant to slow down that process because if people are staying within their homesteads, say Kumaruwa or in the cities, it means that they are less likely to come across people outside my households, our who may have the virus, and they are less likely to be spreading the virus to these other people. Now, the question becomes, you know, besides doing my lockdowns, what else are we doing so that we don't have this vicious cycle? I would say that the government should be spending a lot of time educating or raising awareness among the population because, you know, we people still have to feed, right? People still die from other ailments other than COVID. So day-to-day activities somehow have to take place, but at the same time, people should do it in a COVID-19 safe behaviors, which means that can organize a mombe. You make sure you don't interact with the person next door. Or you keep a distance of 6 feet, right? That's what we have been saying all along. So if the population understood how the disease is spread, I think that my Zimbabweans can go about their day-to-day business, but at the same time, minimizing the chance of spreading the disease. I think that we need to do a better job of raising awareness. And the people are getting tired. You know, this is 1 year when people have been wearing face masks, social distancing, lockdown after lockdown. Zimbabweans, I'm sure, are asking, when is this going to come to an end? And how is it going to come to an end? Even here in America, people are saying, man, we have been wearing face masks for almost a year in the hospitals. Why are we still wearing it? Things like that. So those are fair questions for anybody, including Zimbabweans, to be asking. I think that's where the government should come in and fill in the gap to say how does life return to normal where we don't keep having these vicious cycles of lockdowns, which are necessary at some point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Chris Nda Zosa wa Charumbira Vusango pa Chirongwa Timbo Kawari. Mr. Charumbira Vusango, ameno muri kutinzwa here?
Yes, Lord Yonga, I can hear you.
Okay, Chris, go ahead.
Yes. Mr. Vusango, I'm sure you've been following what has been happening in Zimbabwe. Can you hear me?
Yes, now if you can speak a little louder, I can hear Jonga more than you, but go ahead.
He's got a bigger voice.
And also, I think Charumbira pango makavhura window nekuti tiri kunzwa motika dziri kupfuura futi. No, it's okay. Go ahead,
Chris. But I can hear you. I'll speak a little louder. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Vusango, I was saying, you know, we heard from President Emmerson Mnangagwa that activities should, which had been put on hold, they could start being done. Like he mentioned, the musicians that they can go ahead and conduct their concerts as long as they are not more than 50. But 2 days later, down the line, we had the Minister of Health, who is also the Vice President, giving us a totally different picture.
So, in a nutshell, what do you think about these inconsistencies within the government as far as this coronavirus is concerned? Do you think there is inconsistency or what could be happening? Hello?
Yeah, I think, Chris, I think I only heard the first part.
Oh, okay.
I think I only heard the first part, but your voice has been pending. Let me, Mr. Jonga, reiterate and then
okay, I'll speak. Yes, let me keep in there. Chris was saying that we heard the president saying that activities like live shows can resume as long as it's 50 people and less. And then 2 days later, health minister, who happens to be the vice president, Mr. Chiwenga, then came in and said, no, everything is cancelled. That's what Chris is saying. What's your take on that? What do you say? Is there any inconsistency or what?
Thank you very much. Yeah. Mr. Jonga, you can hear me?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Yes, I think that's a very good question there. I had also a couple of people, not a couple of people, but I had quite a number of people asking me the same. Why is the president saying this today and his vice president, the Minister of Health, comes tomorrow and says this? I mean, as we know, that as the Minister of Health, he is responsible to give the feedback and to alert the nation of any danger that may arise. So the president can come in today and say something, but we can get information, our information, as you know, that our COVID alerts and information are actually updated at the end of each and every day. That's what they do in most of the nations, even here in Canada. So the Prime Minister of Canada can say something today, right now. But 5 hours from now, the Health Minister can come and say, we have got an alert. And that's something that is just very normal. And I think if it's normal to every other nation, it should be very normal to our countries as well. So what happened is that the Health Minister got an alert about the variants, Delta variant from India. That's the time that variant was recognized people had that variant in Kwekwe. And the president was informed by his Minister of Health, who is the vice president. So he was alerted and he said, yeah, go ahead and make the statement. So whatever happened yesterday, as we know, it shouldn't happen today, especially during this time of COVID. You can go today, you are okay. At the end of the day, you feel like now you have the symptoms of COVID. Shouldn't you be treated? Shouldn't you seek help, medical attention? Yes, you do. So that's exactly the same scenario what happened. Is that if an alert comes, an alert can come any time. So people can be reported. That there are 10 people who have reported it at a certain health facility, and they all have symptoms of the variant from India, the Delta variant. And that will change the situation. Even that might even have to be to have our ceremonies, national ceremonies, be cancelled immediately. Because what the president says here, he said it's better to be safe than to be sorry. So he emphasizes for our health more than any other activity. So that's why that statement was made. But if, Mr. Jonga, if you can also allow me just to take 1 second to respond to, I think, it's Mr. Ranga who was talking about the fact that people were kind of skeptical about which vaccine to take and if the Sinopharm COVAX vaccine from China is working or if it's reliable. Let me just quickly say here, without taking much of your time, that our government is just like any other government. They have all the advice from ministers, and as you know, we are in good relations with China. We trust China, the Chinese government, way before our liberation. They are brothers and sisters to us. They will never harm us. And if they have something that can save our people, as far as the vaccines are concerned, we will take vaccines from China before we take vaccines from anywhere else. That why is because of the relation we had with China. Now, let's talk about the Sinopharm vaccine. We know the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has caused some death. And there are some blood clots to other people. We know that the AstraZeneca worldwide was discontinued both with the Johnson & Johnson for a little while. And we cannot just adapt those because we want to watch for our people.
the livelihood of our people is much more important than just taking a vaccine because it's coming from the West. It doesn't work that way. We know that COVID, we are hearing that it started in Wuhan in China. And we know that the Chinese government did everything possible to quench the virus. And they were the first country to eliminate the virus at a certain point, even though we know that the virus comes and goes. But China, as you know right now, I speak to people in China every day. They tell me that, yes, we still have restrictions. But you know what? The COVID-19 is no longer an issue. This pandemic is no longer that much of an issue because the Chinese government managed to control this pandemic. So we do trust the vaccine from China. It has not caused any harm to our people. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll get Dr. Ranga to respond, but now that we have Mr. Tifa back online, Mnumzana Tifa, when we ask you to utaba lolo esalibona lusenzakala eZimbabwe lokuthi uyabona umongameli ekhuluma ukuthi lamhlanje hayi i-coronavirus singcono selingayenza ama-concert lokunye okunjalo kodwa-ke ngensuku ezilandelayo ezimbili sezwa umsekeli wakhe sesithi hayi ilizwe selivalile wena ungathini ngakho kuno
engakutsho babugandi ikuthi okwakathesi kulo ngohluko lolwesikhanda nelalo ngibona ngathi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi ama daily infections ahlale emonitored sonke isikhathi. So okungangokuthi yena uminister njengo-Minister of Health, I think it's crucial kakhulu ukuthi to always monitor, like lokhu esikubona e-South Africa, ukuthi to check and see ukuthi ama-rates ayakhuphuka noma njani. So I think bekuyi-advise yakhe eyabuya ku-Minister of Health to ensure ukuthi ahambe ayi-advise the president ukuthi no, I think the decision esayithathayo regarding ukuthi kuvulwe izinto noma kuvulwe ama-patients ama-parties into ezinjalo. That was into lena ayivalwe ngoba khangela isipalo lapha siyakhuphuka siya phambili. So i-point ebekwe ngofoti laphana sengikhotibizwe lake lo osetracking. It's quite a valid point because I think kusitshonini efana lena lesikiyo kathesi. We need those kind of things. Ukuthi kavalo ukuthi sisempini. So nxa sempini i-coronavirus kanje, we need ukuthi indlela yama-developments on daily basis ibonakale ukuthi kuhamba njani to ensure ukuthi you don't just open zonke izinto at the end of the day ama-infections while it's going high. Then ama-infections akhona at the end of the day asesiba blown out of proportion. Then, you know, from lapho sesibona ukuthi abantu abaningi sesiba hospitalized. So if you see ukuthi kukhanya ukuthi kule sipalo esiqansayo esiya phezulu ngendaba le-COVID, it's important and very crucial kakhulu ukuthi to ensure that you say tools down and stop everything down.
Thank you so much. Dr. Ranga, still on the issue of policy and lockdown and so forth, we saw when, you know, the pandemic started, first of all, I would like to point out the fact that in other countries, including the United States, when there is an issue like, you know, lockdown, the person who gives the statement is usually the president of the country. But in Zimbabwe, we saw that happening. And then later on, there were these inconsistencies where we saw today is the Minister of Information giving information about all these issues. And also the other time we saw that we were told we are now on level 4, and people are now asking, what's going on? Even right now, we are told we are on level 2, or the other time is level 3. What do you think about all those inconsistencies?
Chris, that's a very important observation. Obviously, a lot of us, the health experts, we look at that and we say that's poor communication. Unfortunately, since the pandemic started, even here in America, countries like Brazil, Tanzania, we have seen very poor communication. And whenever there are inconsistencies in terms of messaging, the population or the citizens get very confused. They don't know who is coming, who is going. And what I would suggest would be that the government should be basing their announcements based on the best advice that they can get from the health experts. My brother Charumbira there was talking about, you know, relationships and so forth with countries like China. That's very important. But I think the first question would be, what are the numbers saying in terms of how effective is a vaccine, for instance? What numbers are there in what part of the country, and what are the best strategies to contain the virus and keep the population safe? So I think that there has to be better messaging. You can't have the president saying one thing in the morning and in the evening the vice president or the health minister saying something different, because you would think that the president is getting advice from the health minister. That should start, and then the president makes announcements. So I know there's going to be people saying what starts, what goes next. Bottom line is, I think the country, Zimbabwe, will be better served when everybody is working from the same template, from the president, his ministers, to the citizens. Everybody is fully informed about what the problem is. The president articulates it clearly as it comes to COVID-19. We realistically look at our options in terms of how do we manage this crisis together as a country, where we are basing our decisions, policy decisions, from what the health experts are telling us. It's okay to say, well, we will prefer the Chinese vaccines, but they are equally effective when you compare with those originally from America. That's a fair question, because maybe we have better relationships or they are cheaper or other considerations, but it has to start with the facts, and it has to be the case that the facts are communicated clearly to the citizens of Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, Charumbira, do you think the message is... Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm hearing you, Brian.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying, what do you think about the messaging? Dr. Ranga is saying it's a bit inconsistent. What do you think, especially right now as we speak, we don't even know what level we are at. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
I hear you. You want me to respond now? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying the inconsistencies... would you even know yourself what level you are at in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, thank you very much, Koma Chris. Yeah, so I think I don't see any confusion. I think consistency has been followed very well. If the president is having confidence in his ministers, there's nothing wrong for the ministers to be assigned. That's why he hired them and put them in those positions. So anything can be announced by any minister as far as so long the president is authorizing that. And I think that's what people should know. And the way that the Zimbabwean government operates, it shouldn't be a replica of the American government or any other government outside the bubble. That's technically the wrong way of looking at how we operate as a government. If we were going to fight the liberation war the way that the British fight, or any other, or our South African, black South Africans were fighting the apartheid, I'm sure we could have not maybe even won our independence. So we have our own way of doing things. And we are doing it the right way. And I think it bothers me sometimes when I see, people who are actually very well invested in the health, like Ngoma Ranga is actually, you know, kind of saying a lot of things about the government should do this, the government should do that. I'm sure, I don't know if he's in America or he's in... UK. If the Australian Parliament is applauding the Zimbabwean government, if the South Africans are applauding the Zimbabwean government in the manner that Comrade Ibnangagwa is handling the COVID-19 pandemic, and then me as a Zimbabwean, I look at it and say, I scrutinize it.
I mean, I think we have to kind of see exactly where we are going with this. Because the president is doing everything that is actually doing better than other countries. You know, we know that vaccines, yes, we as Zimbabwe, we wish that our governments, if they can provide as much vaccines as possible to make sure that each and every citizen gets a vaccine. But you know what? They are doing whatever possible in their reach to dispose whatever they have to the citizen. And like I said, most of our citizens don't even want to take the vaccine. They don't trust it. They don't trust it because we have other organizations and other people in the country who are telling people, do not take the Chinese vaccine. It's not good for you. We know that. We have evidence that there are people who are doing that because they want people to be very ignorant so that they will catch COVID and die. And then the numbers will escalate. And then when the numbers escalate, now Mkomaranga would have to say what he's saying. But unfortunately, I'll say fortunately, our government is wise enough. They have good and expertise who are actually advising the government on how to handle the COVID-19 pandemic. So basically, the communication between the president and his minister, who is the vice president, and the information ministry, and also etc. It is in a good way. It's a way of communicating. Because look, we are not at the beginning of the pandemic. Since when did the president order another minister to make an announcement? Has he done it twice? Has he done it three times? So you can't say, you can't be taking a magnifier and you go on my president and you look at everything that he's doing and say, look what he's done today. Has he done it? Is it a system that he has brought? No, it's not. You might not even know why he did not do it.
Yeah.
So sometimes let's look at the more positive things that the government is doing, because other nations are looking at our country better in the terms of how they're handling COVID-19.
Yeah, but we can't say they are having it better than other countries, because when we look at the figures, they don't reflect what you are saying. We have a total population of around 15 million people, and in the past 4 months since we started the vaccination, less than a million people have been vaccinated. So where is this issue of being successful coming from?
Okay, you know what, as far as our country is concerned, yes. Right, the population of our country, you look at the population of Australia, you look at the population of South Africa, those two countries who have emulated our nation, their population is much higher than our population. So, and they also look at the way that the vaccine is being distributed. You know, you have to look at distribution of the vaccine as well, my brother. How are we distributing the vaccine? Like other countries, if people are not able, they're willing to get the vaccine. The vaccine is there, but they're not getting the vaccine.
Even in Zimbabwe, it's the same.
The vaccine, just hold on, Brother Chris. Just hold on, Brother Chris. Because you are a moderator, so you are not going to go on with me while I am a panelist.
No, because we are interested.
Let's look at it that way. Give me time to talk. But you can't cut me off all the time like that.
No.
You are not contesting with me. You are taking my point and taking other people's point, isn't it?
No, go ahead, sir. We're giving you the platform.
So give me time to speak. If you want me to use my time, just tell me to use my time.
Okay, go ahead, sir. Are you done?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you need to look at the way the vaccine is distributed. If we have got 10 million doses of vaccine, and those 10 million doses of vaccine are distributed equally to the 10 million people, that's a plus to our nation. Because you know people are looking at our country as a corrupt country, everything is corruption and all that. So people were expecting that there will be corrupt activity in the distribution of the vaccine. But we did not see that, because the president has said that he's going to deal with corruption. He's going to make sure that every citizen is going to get the vaccine when the vaccine is available. So we see that whatever that was available has been distributed equally to the people that were in need of the vaccine. Now the government is sourcing more vaccines to make sure that the rest of the people who are looking to be vaccinated get the vaccine. So I think what I'm trying to say, Brother Chris, is you know what, you don't want to go on more of the negative. Even the way that America was handling their vaccine, you can see that the way Dr. Fauci was addressing the nation about vaccine, he goes left, he goes right, he goes this. We don't have that in Zimbabwe. We are more organized than even the United States as far as information is concerned. You know, go on the news, you know that Dr. Fauci, who was actually giving all Americans information, his information was twisted left, right, and center every single day. We don't have that in Zimbabwe.
Okay. Thank you so much. Dr. Ranga, what's your take, especially when you look at the distribution and how the whole program has been going on? And we are aware that, you know, when you look at the population, like I told Mr. Charumbira, that we are a population of 15 million people. But for the past four months that the vaccination has been going on, less than a million people have been vaccinated. Is that a success story as far as you are concerned?
Thank you, Chris. I like my brother, Charumbira. He's very passionate about what the government is doing right. All of us are vested in the government succeeding. We want the government of Zimbabwe to be successful because that's how we are going to save our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, brothers, grandparents, and so forth. We are heavily invested in the success of Zimbabwe. So when we point out areas of improvement or opportunities for the government to do better, we are not criticizing the government. We are trying to say the government should be thinking about it this way. Believe me, I look at the statistics from across the world. Here in America, Canada, you name it, Australia. What informs the way I make recommendation is based on what I see. Here in America, of course, it hasn't been smooth sailing. We have had problems here and there, especially with the messaging. I think I pointed that out earlier. But unfortunately, if we spend a lot of time trying to say who is doing right, who is doing wrong, as opposed to how can we be better, we are wasting a lot of time. So as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, the numbers speak for themselves. And as far as the vaccines stand in terms of which one is more effective, which one is less effective, the numbers speak for themselves. And I'm sure that there are Australians, Canadians who look at what the Zimbabwean government has been doing and they like some aspects like distribution system and so forth. That's going to be true. Nobody is saying that the government is doing everything badly. What we are saying is they need to be more aggressive. Yeah, of course, it's okay to compare with other countries, but Zimbabwe is Zimbabwe. What are we doing? We have a population of 15 million, and we have vaccinated fully about just over 400,000. We should be doing better than that for us to contain the pandemic.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga. Chris, time is not on our side. We only have 30 seconds for Mr. Difa to be your last word.
Okay. Well, all I can say, ladies and gentlemen, well, that the best solution that we can do now is to ensure that is to encourage people to go and get get vaccinated, because that's the only solution that COVID-19 can be eradicated. So, besides that, I think we are the kind of schooling to you to open and COVID is a kind of corner. And more deaths are the kind of corner, who need a resolution. But the only thing they want to know is should be vaccinated because the COVID is
a. Thank you so much. Sorry, we are out of time and we'll have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simbiso Ranga, based in North Carolina, Mr. Difa Dube, based in the United Kingdom, Mr. Regis Charumbira Vusango, based in Canada. This is Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk.
Yes, and I'm Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe. Let's meet again, same time, same station next week.